I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 WFCL Nashville Public Radio. Welcoming back the Blair String Quartet for another live program in Studio C. Blair String Quartet at the Vanderbilt University School of Blair School of Music. They're having a concert of music of Mozart and Alban Berg and Felix Mendelssohn coming up on Saturday. So we're going to have a little preview of that concert. Welcome back, Blair Quartet. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Stephen Miyake is the first violinist. Cornelia Hurd plays second violin. John Kokonowski plays viola. And Felix Wong is the cellist of the Blair String Quartet. Connie Hurd is going to introduce the music today. Connie?
Well, we're going to play for you today the first two movements of Mozart's String Quartet in D major, Kürschel 575. It's a piece he wrote in 1789 and premiered a year later with Mozart playing viola, just in his lodgings. It's a piece written for and dedicated to the King of Prussia, who is a very fine cellist. And so it has an unusually large cello part. And then to balance out this very prominent cello part, he also gave the viola and second violin more prominent parts than he had in previous quartets. Mm. So we're going to start with the first movement, the Allegretto, and then play the Andante.
Thank you.
That's music of Mozart played live in Studio C by the Blair String Quartet. We heard the first two movements, the Allegretto and the Andante, from the String Quartet in D major, Kerschel 575, the first of the so-called Prussian quartets of Mozart. Beautiful music by Mozart played live in Studio C by the Blair String Quartet. Stephen Miyake, Cornelia Hurd, John Kokonowski, and Felix Wong, who have a concert coming up this Saturday, October 29th, at the Blair School at Ingram Hall at 8 o'clock. Connie Hurd is taking on the spokesperson duties today. Connie, anything you want to say about the concert or the program?
Well, we will start with the Mozart we just played, and the middle work will be Alban Berg's Opus 3 String Quartet, which was really his first mature work. It's about a 20-minute work in two movements, and it was while he was still studying with Arnold Schoenberg. And it's both a very expressive piece and very intense, and has been just fascinating to learn. And I think will be a wonderful contrast from the Mozart and the Mendelssohn.
Don't often get to hear a string quartet by Alban Berg played live anywhere, so let's go for that.
Yes.
Saturday, October 29th at 8 o'clock at the Ingram Hall at the Blair School. Well, there's one more movement from a string quartet today. Connie, what's this?
Yes, we're going to play just the first movement from Felix Mendelssohn's Opus 44, number 3 quartet in E-flat major. And it's a four-movement work, very joyful and exuberant. And it was at a happy time of his life. He had just gotten married a year before that and had just had a baby. And I think that comes across a lot in the spirit of not just this movement, but the entire work.
Thank you.
sunny, exuberant music by Felix Mendelssohn. The first movement of the string quartet in E-flat, opus 44, number 3. Great music by Felix Mendelssohn, played live in Studio C by the Blair String Quartet. Violinist Stephen Miyake and Cornelia Hurd, violist John Kokonowski, and cellist Felix Wong. Do you enjoy playing this music?
Oh, we love it.
I think you do.
Very much.
It comes across. Connie Hurd again, when is the concert and what about it?
The concert is this Saturday night, October 29th at 8 p.m. at Blair School of Music at Ingram Hall.
A great space to hear great chamber music. Thank you for playing for us today.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for tuning into Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, a bit of an intimate program. The Dulcimer is featured with Stephen Seifert live in Studio C. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Live in Studio C as well at Classical 91.1.